Honestly, I feel like I'm about to see like my bride walk down the aisle. Oh my god. It's you. We're together. I am going for like this whole Barbie ensemble. Alina, you're too beautiful for words. Like you, one matches you. You could be old tomorrow and be hot. Damn, girl.
You think?
Yes. God, I knew you'd be hot old. How do you like your glasses?
They're perfect.
How do you like your hat?
I love it. I love that it's fur.
Honestly, this is the hardest I've ever worked in an episode with the brooch and the... Wait.
I don't think anything is a brooch.
This is a brooch.
Oh, it's a hat.
It's a hat brooched with diamonds, as all elegant women wear. What do you think?
I mean,
do you like the shoes?
We are 100.
We did it.
We made it. We made it to 100, and here we are.
Oh my God.
The year is 21.
It's
34.
Wow. Did we get that right? Okay.
No.
Oh, that's not 100 years.
No, because we have to be 1 year old right now.
Oh. Okay, you're right. Okay. So what would be the year? No, let's not do the math.
Yeah.
Well, let's not get into it.
Let's not do the math.
Wow.
I know.
We made it. We're elderly. Finally. Look at us.
Apparently, we also lived for 400 years.
Wow. My God. Was that really? No. Come on. That was like 100 years ago, right?
Oh, we're not doing this.
Okay.
Who do you think would be more likely to soil themselves?
It's a great question, Alina. And it's one I've thought a lot about. And I'm going to have to go you due to the vacuum incident of 06, where you have already shit your pants.
I'm going to have to go you.
What?
Because you already can't control your bladder.
Okay. You're right. And but. As we know, new butthole, no pooping. So,
oh, it's tight.
It's sealed tight. It's tight.
How is your day been going? Are you guys ready for episode 100?
You know, our day has been hard because we haven't been able. We did our first looks here live, so we've been apart, which we're never apart.
Never
this long pre-recorded.
No, we didn't even get to pre-chat the chat.
I know. We don't have a piece of paper.
Oh my God!
Today
we're raw dogging the episode.
Ollie's not here.
Oh, thank God.
Not because he's not with us.
Well, he's with us.
He's also still with us.
He's still with us. Yeah. He made it 100 years.
Yes.
Love him.
Yeah.
Love him for that.
Against the odds.
I know.
Oh, wow. Your brows are even gray. I think my brows are gray.
No, they're not.
Well, that's because I'm still young at heart. One part of me is not gray.
Your hair's not even that gray.
Well, this is kind of my natural hair color. Like, this is, like, what I look like on the daily. That's what I mean. I'm only, like, 5 years away.
I have to say, you guys look elevated. And happy 100th episode.
I know.
Thank you, Kate.
That is, like, 100.
Wow. I feel mature.
What is the Roman numeral?
That's a great question. I have no
take
idea.
Take a guess.
Okay, I think it's... I bet there's a V in there.
No, V is 5.
I know, but like 5, 5, like +5, +5. Like maybe you have a lot of 5.
That's 125.
Okay, so I'm going to go then I. What are you going to guess?
There's a lot of other I's.
What is there besides I and V? Oh my God. Is it time? Is our guest of honor here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Are you ready?
Get out!
I'm not ready. Hello!
Hello, well, come on in.
Please.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted to be in a castle.
Just take a seat here.
You don't have to stand.
That's a good point. Here you go.
There we go. So lovely.
Stay standing.
I'm so sorry.
So you're Lena, are you?
Oh, I wish.
I'm Alina.
Oh, you're Alina.
Can I shake your hand?
Yes, dear. Okay. You may.
Are we allowed to
Am I supposed
you?
To kiss her hand?
No, you can curtsy.
Oh. Again. Yeah. Okay.
May I?
Yes, dear. And you're Sarah.
Yes.
I love the hat.
Thank you.
You both look rather lovely.
I wore it in your honor.
Rather good. You get a wink when you wear pink.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You get a wink when you wear pink.
Always wanted a wink from the queen.
There you go. She's got a wink from the queen. Royal wink.
Wow.
And you're all squashed together on the one chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
We wanted to get cozy.
And we wanted you to, of course, have your own chair, unless you would like to share with us.
On the screen there. How frightful, that one.
Yeah.
Your Majesty, would you be able to lift the microphone a bit closer to your mouth?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Are we staying like this, or do you want to cut and do it again?
No.
Rather lovely. You just keep it raw, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
I'm giving that face raw.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's ooh, lovely. A microphone.
Yes, I'm used to holding things like this, especially when I had my Philip. He would let me give me things and I'd hold them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. You know, yeah, like
I'm talking like
juice.
You know, scepters and things, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the queen got the hold scepter.
Why were you laughing?
I thought orange juice.
Oh.
For sure. For sure.
Anyhow.
You were supposed to be dead as fuck.
Well, so they say, yes. As you can see, I'm
but
still
you're here.
Well,
I want to do an accent.
Some say we're aliens.
Oh, really? Wow.
We're eternal. Shapeshifters.
Ooh.
I have heard this. What is your take on aliens?
Well, you know, some people are legal aliens.
I was born in England.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Rather lovely.
Yeah.
Go green, know what I mean?
I don't.
You get a wink when you wear pink, but you know, you go green, know what I mean? You ladies would rather look love at the Derby. You'd fit right in.
I think we would.
Yes.
Take my... What?
Sarah, apologies. Your hat looks lovely, but our viewers cannot see your lovely
yeah.
face.
Okay.
So you either have to face this way towards the paparazzi.
Oh, look at that.
Do that
in slow motion.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can,
ooh.
Yes, you can twig it later.
Yes.
Still got it.
Yes, you still got it. Look at that.
Thank you, everyone.
I just take my hat off.
I've never felt sexier than in this moment.
Getting more comfortable, are you?
That's right. Pretty soon my shoes
will
be
really
off.
Good. You look really good.
Thank you.
You look rather lovely. You look like ladies of leisure.
I am so
that
leisurely.
Sounds like a magazine.
You could start it. Yes.
We could.
Are we still friends, ladies of leisure?
Yes. That is an idea.
That could be good.
Can we call you Lizzie?
If you like, yes.
Okay, you don't want that.
Elizabeth is rather.
Okay, what about Lilibeth?
Lilibeth is safe for people that I'm rather close to.
Okay, so maybe by the end
maybe,
of the episode.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Okay.
It's rather lovely.
So how much money did you make from the crown?
Well, that's asking a lot of money. Private question. Yeah, though,
I mean, all of your financials are pretty...
I've got so much money, I don't take time to count it. I don't.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't need to take out my wallet or my credit card. Everywhere I go, it's for free.
The Brits are paying for you.
In fact, my face is on all the money.
Really?
It is.
All my Commonwealth countries. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people sit on my face every day.
Wow.
When they put their wallet in their pack, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Ah, I wish.
I wish.
What a bummer. Anywho. Now this my son, you know, is taking over the reins. Even though I'm still alive, and it gets a bit too much sometimes, so I just had to let the reins go to Charles.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
What do you think of him? He's rather boring, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not like me, of course. I was, you know, the longest reigning queen in history.
I think he has cancer.
Oh yes, I know.
Oh. Kind of a shame. He finally.
I would
gets...
say it's that Camilla.
Oh. Oh. Shots fired.
Oh, you must be feeling the same.
Yes, yes.
I rather love Diana, but you know, she had to get removed, didn't she?
Yes, Yes.
Out of the picture.
Yes.
Did she have to get removed? Did she have to? You know.
Well, you know, I think she was going off with Dodi Fayed or something, wasn't he? You know, I'm the head of the Church of England and he was Muslim. I don't think that sort of works, does it?
I'm Muslim.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, but you know.
Yeah, but I'm not marrying your son, so it's okay.
I'm just saying, when you're the head of the Catholic, I'm like the Pope. We were Catholic and then we went Church of England.
Yeah, yeah, Pope Lizzie.
I'm like of my own I'm like the Pope of the Church of England. Sort of weird, isn't it? You know, yeah. Maybe the good work.
Have you liked any of your son's in-laws?
Mm,
are you just always that?
No mother really is, you know, that happy with.
No one's good enough for your handsome,
well, you know,
handsome son.
We're a family that's over 1,000 years old. The breeding must be good, you know.
Mm, like horses.
Like horses, yes, just exactly so. Good, yes. Really good. Look at that. Yes. She's on to it.
Hi, friends. We're taking a pause from this royal 100th episode to tell you about today's sponsor, Gooder.
You guys know we love sunglasses.
Oh, yes. We talk about sunglasses a lot on our show. Hot people wear whatever sunglasses they want, and we want to empower you all to do the same.
We both actually heard about Gooder through our husbands.
Yep. Noel has a pair of lime green nuclear NAR ones that he will not stop wearing. I get it, though. Everyone has an emotional attachment to that one pair of sunglasses, which is cute and all, until you lose or break them. Imagine doing that with a $100 pair.
So sorry to dox on you, Corbin, but I've never met a man who loses sunglasses as quickly as you. But with Gooder, my forgetful husband can stockpile sunglasses because of how affordable they are.
And that is precisely why we love this company.
I get to dress up my neutral outfits with bold sunglasses.
And I get to bug Sarah with all of these wild looks. Look at me.
You're gorgeous.
Starting at $25 a pair, you can be that hot person who has cool and stylish sunnies on with different pairs depending on your look, kind of like what we're doing now.
They are lightweight, super comfortable, and 100% polarized. And my favorite part, as a new mom, they are super easy to clean, which I need my sunnies to be when macaroni hits my face. If I'm running across the room to make sure Little Way doesn't fall, I need my glasses to make sure they do not slip or bounce off my face.
They're affordable. Check.
Reliable. Check.
Stylish. Check. So if you want to support the show and pick up a pair of hot people sunglasses, Gooder is giving Are We Still Friends listeners free shipping on your first order.
You can go to gooder.com/stillfriends and use code stillfriends to get free shipping. Gooder offers 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction.
Well, find your pair at gooder.com/stillfriends and use code stillfriends to get free shipping. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, breeding. Purebreds.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of, I have some questions for you.
Oh, I'd love to hear them.
Okay.
Wouldn't you, viewers?
Do you have some questions?
Oh my gosh, I have so many questions. This is about to get very hard-hitting.
We'll start soft.
Soft?
Soft, yes.
Yeah. That's how my husband always start off soft as well. He would. Soft conversations. Spoke really softly.
Yeah.
And then you get stronger and harder in his voice, you know.
Yeah. Wonder if he liked to get pegged.
Pegged? What's pegged?
I just have to say, you are such a natural at podcasting. It's a stark contrast from your grandson, Harry. He did not get renewed for his next season of his podcast.
A little bit disappointing, especially when he got caught naked in Vegas. Oh. Did you see that?
Yes, and in his
all
book.
In the news. I woke up having my Earl Grey and my little corgis, and then I open the page and see my grandson naked in Vegas.
He wrote a book while you were away. Me? And Harry.
Oh, yes.
And
you mean he wrote some money?
Mm, yeah. And he talked about rubbing his wee in the book.
It's rather disturbing, poor boy.
That's not very royal.
It's not very royal.
He's thrown the whole royal family thousands of years under the bus. Just like that.
I know.
Mm. Well, it's a bit disappointing, you know, because even with Meghan, you know, it's a wonderful role to be a princess and a prince. You know, you can change the world and, you know, the crisis in consciousness. What a wonderful position to have. But she wanted to go back to Hollywood and didn't have the capacity, I say.
Was she silent or was she silenced?
Well, I think, you know, both. She wouldn't, you know, tell us how she's feeling all the time. She told Oprah. Oprah, didn't tell us, you know.
Yeah.
And told the whole world, really, besides you guys.
Well, do you hang your own, your washing out of your family?
We do.
Do you hang it out for the world to see?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I have my first question for you. If you died and someone had to replace you to be queen, who would you pick? There's three options.
Mm-hmm. Three?
Three.
What about, I was going to say you.
I wasn't on the list. But well, obviously,
you are
easy
now.
Choice.
What jewels would you like? Royal jewels, maybe? That'll be lovely.
I was thinking about just paying my taxes.
Immunity. Like I said, I don't need to carry money, do I?
No.
Where I go, walk into a restaurant, do you think they're going to give me a bill when
no.
I leave?
No, they're just going to sit on your face later. Yeah.
Maybe, yes. Maybe they take credit card. They swipe.
Maybe. So on to the three names. Kris Jenner, Oprah Winfrey, or Hillary Clinton.
I don't mean that. She does give things. Sorry, Oprah. In fact, I think I'd choose Oprah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Maybe. Because she has souls on Sunday. She's rather spiritual. She talks about the law of attraction and the art of manifestation.
Mm.
I saw your show about group manifestation. It was rather lovely.
Thank you.
I do my homework, you know.
Wow.
And I know you've just been married, and you're married too with a child.
That's true.
And you've been to Tokyo.
Oh, I have.
Portugal, and you've been to Australia and the icebergs.
I have.
My face is on their money too.
Wow.
God.
Let's face it, I'm everywhere.
I think I would say that you are omnipresent.
And I'm also on the money.
She blew her load.
Omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent.
What do you think of that word?
All powerful, all knowing, and all present.
I think you like it.
I do, dear. I am. I'm the head of the Church of England, remember?
I do.
We used to cut heads off. Off that would have been
really quite fun, I feel
Not
like.
Anymore. I don't think Jesus would like that.
Yeah.
Being the head
of Speaking
the...
of behead.
Yes. I do have a question for you.
You want your cards?
I think I know this question. So
okay.
it's one of my first ones. And this game is called Shag, Wed, Behead.
Shag, Wed, Behead. What are those three?
And I'm going to give you...
Explain what they are.
Yes. So it's
I knew what
TikTok, happens. Instagram,
no,
or Twitter.
What Shag, Wed, and Behead
Oh, it's kind of like Fuck, Marry, Kill. Have you ever played Fuck, Marry, Kill?
I'm the queen, dear.
Of course you've played that.
I,
you know it.
I sip tea, dear. Not that sort of stuff.
Oh.
Not that vulgarity.
Oh, my goodness. So Fuck, Marry, Kill... Is you...
My ears are bleeding.
Well, I've made it proper for you. Shag, wed, behead.
Shag, wed, behead.
Yes. And this is in regards to social media. So I assume you are all over social media. You are taking selfies.
He's omnipresent.
Yeah, you're omnipresent.
I'm everywhere, yeah.
You're with the
Don't
people.
Don't forget omnipotent and omniscient.
I have forgotten.
All knowing. I am, too.
I would like to know, of those three social media, which would you... Shag, which would you wed, and which would you behead?
Yeah. Behead.
Can you move the mic up?
Behead,
please.
Behead and TikTok.
Mm.
Yes, I'm not, you know, and not really. A new Twitter, that X thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Can I behead that as well?
If you're the Queen of England,
so
you can behead do whatever
so far,
you want.
Twitter and TikTok.
Hmm. It's probably shag. Did you say shag?
Yeah, you can shag. Instagram?
Instagram. What was the third one again?
TikTok, Twitter, Instagram.
No. What was it? Shag?
Shag, wed, behead.
Oh, maybe I would wed Instagram.
Okay.
Because I'm on there. I've rather got millions of followers.
Oh, wow. Bragging much.
Yes. I tag.
You tag?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't shag, I tag.
Oh, wow. Well, people appreciate
you. I don't shag. Oh, I just made that up. It's rather lovely. I don't shag, I tag. Yes. I'm getting rather old now that Philip's gone, but I am on Tinder again.
Wow.
I'm single, ready to mingle. I just got to find another ghost. It's true. Poof.
You're just such lovely company.
Oh, thank you, dear. So are you. Where's the tea?
Yeah.
Oh,
where? No
tea. Yeah, where is the tea?
That'll come later.
Oh, that's what my Philip used to say. It was always late, though. We had the big palace with the big stairs. He couldn't get up anymore. He couldn't get up.
Right, a slow older man. Of course.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
He knew how to go down, but he didn't know how to get up.
Did he go down well?
Well, the stairs were rather made of marble. But you're going to slip, you know. You've got to be careful. So he knew how to go down very well, but he couldn't get up.
So not much foliage around the stairs,
you'd say? We installed a little lift for him. We sort of nicknamed it Viagra.
Great nickname.
See what we did there?
Yes. Yeah,
that's lovely.
He went up the lifts because he was too ill to get up the stairs, you see.
Did he sit on any money?
You mean, does he sit on my face? Didn't you see the crown? There's a scene in that I wasn't rather happy about.
I got to talk about that.
Really?
Because I found The Crown to be one of the most boring shows in television.
That's because you didn't follow it through, dear, like Megan.
I did.
You had to watch, give it a go. The first episode, the second. It's a history lesson, dear. But once you get into the third and fourth, you get hooked.
I went to about eight episodes.
Oh, did you?
And I felt like the climax of each episode was like a tea bag fell. And that was the big, and then it was like, boom, end card.
Mm. It got better and better, but it's actually a history thing. We can't just make it up like Hollywood. It was an account of us. I thought they did a good job, actually.
You did?
Yes, I thought it was going to be worse. It was rather good, actually. I was rather happy.
Doesn't mean I don't like you. It just felt like the show depiction was a little bit.
Blame Netflix.
Yes, let's
we
do that.
We do that.
Netflix, yes. We love you on Netflix. We love you and hate you at the same time.
We can't get away from you.
Like most relationships, really, isn't it?
Next question.
Do you love and hate each other?
I would
love. You got a love-hate relationship.
Oh, we do. We do. Mostly love.
That's natural.
Okay. Ready for this hard-hitting question?
Yeah. You're just pulling it out of the hat, aren't you?
That's right. I'm shuffling.
Is it an order or is it just...
I have an order.
Chaos questions.
It's chaos.
That could be a segment. Chaos questions.
Mm-hmm. That's basically our whole podcast.
That was good. Can you do that again?
Have a little lucky dip. Put them all in there. Shake them up and go, look at that one.
Yeah.
I think I've just invented a new segment for you.
You have. Can you say that again? Chaos questions.
Chaos questions. You can just sample that, aren't you? With the queen. Maybe you could have me back every year.
Oh, my God.
Or every week. And
an honor.
Question from the Queen. What does the Queen think this week? You know, any little 5-minute segment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to upstage you.
No, no.
No. Not ladies in leisure. With the white shoes.
Okay. Apologies. I need to get your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Ross and Rachel were on a break?
Are they on a break?
Were they? On a break.
Never.
You heard it here first. They were together. It was cheating.
Yes, no cheating.
It was 8 hours.
Once you get together, stay together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're on a good thing, stick to it.
Yes, all about that.
I don't mean a fly trap either. I mean someone that you like.
Yes.
Yeah, you really stayed with yours.
Sometimes he cheated. If you saw me in The Crown, I'd look out the window and they'd go off on a little...
Yeah.
All these little drunken times with his boys. But, boys will be boys, That's why the queen bee runs the hive. You know what I'm saying, lady?
I do.
Mother Earth and all that, Was it the chicken or the egg or the mother or the...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Beyonce.
Oh, lovely. You're funny,
queen bee
dear.
Runs the hive.
There you go. She's not the only queen bee.
Nope.
I'm the queen of queens.
Yes,
that's
you are.
True.
In fact, I'm a queen being a queen. That's a double whipped queen. Don't mess with me, I can tell you.
All right, next question.
Good to have a bit of a laugh. I think laughter's the best medicine. We need more of it in these trying times.
We do. Hopefully we can make you laugh.
I know.
Okay, next one.
I
lean it towards you. I like you too, but but you're closer.
And I think Alina has the green, Queen's like favorite. That,
you're blending.
And I'm British.
You're a little subconscious message for everyone to go green. We need to go green.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Without green, we're not here.
Yes.
No fruit, no food, we're all dead.
Yeah.
So we need to look after the bees and the green.
Mm. All right. Besides your expertise with greasing brakes, why do you think the Brits dislike the royal family so much?
How did you know I was a mechanic?
I am the head. Question. Why do you think the Brits dislike the royal family so much?
Who says the Brits don't like the royal family?
Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram.
I think it's some are and some aren't. You know, it depends. Depends on what side of the fence you're on.
Okay, so what is a perception that you wish you could correct?
A perception I wish they could... That we're something like as if we're gods or something, even though some people might treat us that way, but we're also human.
Mm.
And we're... You know, we do all the human things too.
You fart.
Yes. Philip used to play Dutch ovens, but you know. Don't light a match.
My kind of guy.
Yes, he would cough in his undies regularly.
Okay, so you're real people too.
Yes, we are. Once we wave on the balcony, we sit and turn around and go, oh God, kick off the shirt. Give us a gin and tonic.
Do you take out your own trash?
No, dear, but you know, I do when... And I give up to Balmoral and, you know, I go up to my country places to get away from it all and get with my horses. And I'm there with all the horse shit and everything, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for saying shit. I shouldn't really say that. Okay. All the young ladies will probably get the wrong idea.
We're potty mouths here. Feces.
Manure. Shit. It's horrible stuff. It's good for the garden, you know.
Very good.
Yes.
And speaking about shit. What about your third cousin slash husband gives you the ick?
And do you know what the ick is?
No. Oh. It's something icky.
Sarah, you get to explain
something.
Is it
something. A bit icky? Icky.
Yeah, it's something basically like imagine you're with a man, right? Just imagine it for a second. And this man is wearing sandals. That could be an ick for you because you're like, why is this grown man wearing sandals? That would be an ick.
Unless he was Jesus.
True.
Sandals?
There are exceptions to every rule.
Well, you know, I'm the head of the Church of England. That could work.
True. Sandals would not be yours.
But I hear he had 12 boys following him.
Oh. I love that.
I think he likes men.
You do find out everything first.
I'm not saying it.
You're just whispering it.
Telepathy.
Basically,
maybe. Who knows?
Basically, it's something that's very normal that they should completely be allowed to do, but it just makes you go, ooh, I see you a little differently now.
Yeah.
According to Mary M., it's something someone does that is an instant turnoff for you, making you instantly hate the idea of being with them romantically.
Heliotosis.
Bad breath?
Get a
What is that word?
Get a tic-tac, for God's sake.
How did you know that?
Some people need a detox. They're like a rubbish tin lid. You know, you put your foot on the lid and it opens up and you smell it.
Mm-hmm.
They need to take the garbage out.
Okay.
Detox.
Okay. So what you're saying is...
They just keep retoxing without detoxing.
The prince had horrible breath.
Sometimes. You know, hello,
sounds
how
like a
are
disease.
You? Hi. And it's like...
Yeah.
Keep your distance. The queen. You always
have mints in your
That's
purse.
Why I wear gloves, dear. There's so many germs and things. People meeting...
Yeah, peasants.
Bad breath, bad peasants. Hygiene. You know, that's why I don't really like shaking hands.
Yeah.
I threw them away afterwards.
Oh, wow. Well,
not even a
wash.
Well,
I'm the queen. I've got lots of money. We're just like a tissue.
Yeah.
A Kleenex.
You're real people. You're just like us.
That's right. And sometimes I go like that just to see, hasn't been cleaned properly.
Mm.
Yeah, it does get a bit dusty down there sometimes. I miss my Philip. Sorry.
Can we get the monitor back up? We do.
Your bag looks just like one. Look, test pattern. Look, I love it. Can I have a look?
Yes, please.
Show all the viewers at here. That's like a test pattern, you know. There we are. This looks lovely there. Did you choose that yourself?
Yes.
Or was that wardrobe?
Yes.
You chose it. Wardrobe.
Oh, no, it was me.
You chose it yourself, yeah. Yes. Rather lovely.
Here, Alina is wardrobe. She's star and wardrobe.
Ugh.
Oh, rather lovely. Maybe you can come to the palace. And
yeah, do you think I could dress the queen?
Well, maybe. You could be my lady in waiting.
Oh, is that dirty?
But are you going to be like quick sticks when I say something? You know, lady in waiting means you're waiting and then...
I think I could be quicker than you for
I
sure.
Say, oh, I need this. You have...
Yeah.
Quick sticks, I say. Quick sticks.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Jacob Elordi or Timothy Chalamet?
I don't even know who they are. Oh, there they are.
And this is too fuck.
I'm getting too old. I think the one on the left's a little bit more conservative. The one on the right is a little bit more wild, I think. I think I'd go with the wild one.
Timothy!
I know you probably think Jacob because he looks all, you know, proper and
he
dressed up.
He kind of looks like a prince.
He does, yes. But, you know, I'm more attracted to the ones, you know, a little bit of the wild boys, I suppose. That's why Philip was a bit like that. He came from Greece.
You know, Your Majesty, I've been known to be a bit of a wild boy myself.
You look like one. Especially with eyebrows like that.
Oh, my God.
In case anyone's wondering, he's Ebenezer. Just in case.
I forgot we never explained.
Why have you got a condom on your head?
Because Ebenezer screams.
Oh, it's not. I thought it was a...
Yeah, it's symbolic.
We wouldn't have to wear one of those. That'd be fine.
When you was a sperm, you had a lot to learn.
You could teach me so much.
When I was a sperm, I had a lot to learn. A lot to learn when I was a sperm.
Wow.
There's a song out there. You Google it.
Miriam?
There was a song about that. When I was a sperm, I had a lot to learn. You Google it, young ones.
Is it Phil Collins? Or
it's fun. It's a fun song.
Okay. Makes sense, though. Not Phil Collins.
Especially boys. They have a lot to learn.
Wiggle. Is it Phil Collins?
No, it's not Phil Collins. Yes. It's Master Well.
So Timothy looks like the one who's definitely going to be the more dominant one in the bedroom.
Really?
Really? Yeah. I would say Jacob.
No.
So you would pick Jacob?
Am I picking?
Yeah, if I had to. Yeah, if you had to.
Okay, I would pick Jacob.
Okay.
Well, I think Timmy,
for me, of course.
I think Jacob would be more passive and Timothy would be more active.
Jacob would.
You have not seen Euphoria.
Yeah, but he's an actor, dear.
Your Majesty, does it change your mind at all to know Timothy is half French?
Vive la France. We could wake up and have croissants anytime. As long as he went down to the store.
Yeah, went down.
They've got to go down to the store, don't they?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's eating.
You know what they call that now in present days?
Nice buns.
No, they call them munches.
Oh, yeah. Carpet munches.
Mariam, can you tell us what a munch is? I don't like to say some of these
things.
Isn't
it something when people have, talking about green, they get the munchies?
Mm. Oh, yes.
Is that the same?
No, the munchies, that's the...
Pretty close.
It's close, you're right.
Can you have the munchies and then have the munch?
Yes. Very often people will get the munchies and also become a munch.
It's a double munch. Like a double queen. There's something going on here. Something going on. I can feel it. I better sit up. I'm getting rather old. Oh, I feel like a half-open pocket knife.
So, Your Majesty, a munch, according to Mariam, is someone whose only use is eating pussy without getting anything in return.
Alex.
Yeah, so someone who just wants to be ravished and doesn't want to ravish.
The opposite. Doesn't want to be ravished.
Oh. So I think Timothy would be more like that.
I could see that.
I think Jacob wants to be ravished and taken. Tell me I'm beautiful. But I think Timothy would be the one who'd be... He's more self-actualized and he will please.
You heard it here first. The queen saying Timothy is a munch.
As long as he's not a munchkin.
I think he's pretty tall.
You know the Wizard of Oz? Follow the Olympic little munchkins?
Oh, yeah.
I hope he's not little.
Oh. Little in that way.
You know,
he's not a short king.
How tall is he?
I'm going to guess.
Which little are you talking about?
He's I'm going to guess.
I'm talking about his height.
Yeah. 6 feet is my guess. Maybe 6'2".
5'11".
Well, he's got big feet and big hands then.
5'10".
Oh my God. That's not short.
What about Jacob?
He's a sixer.
How tall is Jacob?
Is like 6'4".
Oh, he'd have a bigger one then.
Maybe. Short guys can surprise you.
His shoe would be much bigger, I'd say.
Yes, bigger
socks.
Big
one. Like size 10 or something.
Jacob is 6'5".
Oh. Yes, he'd have a size 10 shoe, that is.
Not yes.
10 inches.
Yes.
Right, of course.
Yes, of course.
And that's what they say. Your hands match your feet.
Right.
And some other thing, I think. I can't remember what it
penis.
Is. Oh. That's what they call happiness.
I have a question for you. This is a hard hitter. This, you're going to really have to take a moment and gather yourself. What is your take on 4th of July?
It's a lot of my corgis don't like it.
Mm.
You know, I've been here once many years. I've had very many visits to America, but you know, I was here once, and there was fireworks going. Mm. But my corgis, they didn't like it. And when my corgis don't like something, I do like something.
Okay,
that's the way I feel.
Yes,
if my dog doesn't like someone. Yes. No, I got to be on alert.
But not just that, they don't like the banging of the fireworks on 4th of July, the question, yes.
That's true.
So, but, and that as well. My dogs have made lots of decisions for me. You know, when these big delegates come into the Buckingham, but they're sitting there and they're
sniffing them out for you. On that note, which of your children do you think wanted you to die the most?
Yeah.
Mm.
If you were to die.
Probably Andrew.
Mm.
You know that Andrew?
Yeah, we've heard of him.
He's worse than Harry. Harry's like nothing compared to him, but
true.
Rather shame on the family.
Very big shame.
Yeah.
Mm,
on that note,
stain. It's like a spot that you just can't get rid of.
Mm. Yes. They're not in the line of succession.
Well, no.
She's not. The second born.
Only Harry. And if Harry somehow dies and his children as well, then it goes back to William.
Mm.
I mean, sorry, Harry. If William dies,
Harry's third choice.
Well, no. If it. Harry's the first choice. I mean, William's the first choice, rather. But if he dies,
yeah.
including his children, because his firstborn, George, is going to be the king.
Okay.
But if then he dies, then it goes...
Charlotte?
Yes. Then Louis.
Hmm.
Do you have a hard time keeping track?
But if they all die in a plane crash, then it goes back to Harry.
Okay.
And then if he dies, it goes to Archie. Just like me. When my father died, his brother advocated because he fell in love. He wanted to marry a woman that was already married. So he gave up the king and it got thrown to my father. But then he died and it got thrown to me. I didn't expect it.
Mm.
I wasn't thinking I would be the queen at all.
Well,
I was 25 and just thinking everything was lovely. And then all of a sudden the whole world was on my shoulders. Mm.
Mm. Classic
queen show. It would only be Harry if he was actually your grandson.
No. But at the moment, if Prince dies, then, you know, then it goes on to his son.
Yes, if he's his son.
What, William? Of course he is.
No, Harry.
No, Harry. Oh, you're saying that was...
I can't wink.
Lady Diana's little affair, you're saying?
Mm.
Or maybe. Well, you know, blood test will find that out.
Which has never been done.
I'm not talking about it. You know. Just, can we go on to the next question?
Oh, yes, of course.
I don't think it's going to happen. Chance for Archie.
Would you like to
Wouldn't
go?
Wouldn't that be funny if Archie became king?
Oh, wouldn't it?
That'd be an earthquake. They all die and then there's only Archie.
Go Archie, we're all rooting for you.
Well, he's, you know, got a lovely blend of the two of them, you know.
He's Meghan so and cute.
Meghan and Harry. Hmm.
My next question.
Yes, dear.
Is, should Harry have ended up with Hermione? Yes, the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
Obviously, was, it's very was, close to your heart.
That was
English.
A rather curly one.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, Hermione ended up with Ron, and it shocked the world. Would you have preferred her to end up with Harry?
Maybe, yes.
Okay.
I think so. What do you think,
Alina? I think I liked her with Ron, if I'm being honest. But I guess now I want to know, do you think that your Harry should have ended up with Hermione? Because is British.
Mm. She is gorgeous,
that could,
too.
That could work, too. In another world, yes. In another world.
Okay. Mm.
Another universe. New world. Something like that, anyway. Yeah, you've got some interesting questions, ladies.
Well.
I can see why you're wearing white shoes. It's no coincidence. We're all wearing white shoes.
It's no coincidence.
We should get a photo later.
Oh, for sure. If you, you know, if the Majesty would allow.
We should have a shoe cam here.
Yeah, where's our shoe cam, yeah. Alex?
Where's our foot cam?
A shoe cameo.
Like, this is on Alex, not me. This is very, par for the course.
Yes, it's rather lovely. Put it out there.
Put it out there, Alex.
Oh, look at that white.
And the tights, too. Yours are a little beaten up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sorry.
Call your lady in waiting.
Oh, my God, did that just happen?
Oh.
Maybe this is dirty lounge. Looks needs a bit of a steam clean, though.
It's worn in.
Is there bugs on here?
Probably.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It looks rather old.
We checked for bugs specifically.
Looks older than me.
Next question?
Next question.
Next question for the lady in waiting.
Yeah, you do ask a lot of questions, don't you?
What do you think is better, being ugly and rich or being beautiful and poor?
Oh, I think beautiful and poor. No. Not ugly, but you know, I don't think anybody's ugly, but I'd rather have, you know, that one.
Someone's ugly.
Someone, somewhere.
Somewhere. You'll find a new way of looking. Get a facelift. Botox.
Something. Oh, wow.
There's a face for us.
Sorry.
I think I need a soother.
You need a lozenge.
I got a bit of frog in my throat. Ready.
Shall you?
Yes, I would love to have this information. Who is your favorite Spice Girl?
Oh. Who's the naughty Spice? What's her name?
Naughty?
The naughty Harry? One. The one who married the sporting star, you know.
Oh, Posh.
Posh, that's the one.
Victoria Beckham.
Yes, Victoria Beckham, that's it.
Yes.
I think that's the one.
Mine too.
Yeah. I can see why.
Baby.
Yeah.
Sporty.
What kind of spice do you like? Sporty, do you?
I like sporty and baby. And ginger.
Oh, ginger.
Okay, well, that's three.
Well, okay, I love them all.
I wonder if the drapes match the rug. Ginger.
Hopefully.
Yes, they do.
She's not a real ginger, there.
You don't think?
Oh, well, generally, the drapes match the rug. Your pubes match, you know. Quick sticks.
They do.
Yes.
I called her.
Going back to munching that carpet again.
Nice.
Munchies.
Have you ever had the munchies?
I've had the munchies while I've been munched.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I mean munchies, late night snacks, you know.
Yeah.
Of course.
Pull that chain and then, you know.
I have a couple more questions.
Okay.
Please, go.
Okay. When you had to deal with the dot, and if you don't know what that is.
The dot?
I thought you might not. It's what some people call a period.
By some people, Elena means just herself.
Yes.
Oh.
Were you a light flow or a heavy flow girl?
Well, it depends on who was in Parliament at the time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to say you're a light flow based off that answer.
Yeah, so it depends on the stress.
It's kind of like
they
the
say
same
disease is dis-ease. So if I'm being stressed, I think it would just come out more, you know,
yes.
Faster.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Gush.
Let it go. Let it flow. Better out than in.
That's what I always say.
So otherwise it's a big bloody mess, isn't it?
What have you been given up for Lent?
If you had to give up
something for Lent.
Sex.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of
what's Philip think?
Well, some people can have sex addiction, you know. They mood alter through sex.
Okay.
They get more addicted to escaping from their reality, of which they don't like, through sex.
Okay.
That was your experience?
Little root rats.
So you're giving up sex for Lent.
I gave up sex years ago, dear. Every day's like Lent for me. That's why I'm so holy.
Okay.
Hmm.
Don't know if that really works
for
the Lord, right? I mean, you're supposed to give up something you actually do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we know. Well, you know, sex was rather, you know, something I liked. I've got four children here.
Yeah. Pumping them out. Pumping them out.
Children.
It does.
It was very fertile.
Yes.
But, you know, when you're running the world, and, you know, like I have, it's the weight of the world's on your shoulders. So you need a release or something. So that's what Philip was for. Ask me anything.
Oh, okay. Snoopy or Elmo?
Oh, Snoopy.
A win.
Well, a win for the AWSS
it's rather
family.
It's rather obvious, isn't
it? Have you noticed that he's kind of back?
Yes, I know. I'm making a comeback. It's rather good, isn't it? We like that. All the viewers at home do too.
Well,
Snoopy.
I'm obsessed with Snoopy. Very, very obsessed with him. Sarah, not so much. So this just...
I don't like cartoons.
You don't like peanuts?
I love peanuts.
Yeah.
The food.
Yeah. Good day.
How often do you think about the Titanic?
Oh, I remember. Well, sometimes.
You were alive?
Pardon?
You were alive.
Total disaster.
Total.
You were alive.
Some people think it was a conspiracy just to get rid of certain people.
I think that.
Mm. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, were you one of these conspiracists? She is.
Yeah. Well, I like to believe, you know, whatever anyone tells me.
Oh.
So while you were away,
yes,
is the next segment. Because you were gone for a little bit.
Mm.
And we wanted to just kind of fill you in on what's been happening.
A bit of a retreat.
Yes.
Yes. Death.
So
detox from all the plebs and the people and the world and everything.
Exactly.
You know, that's why I'm back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a little
bitch
rest.
Is back.
I've had a little rest and I'm here.
Yeah. Well, so
I'm
what's
here forever,
happened?
Remember? You know, did you miss me?
Oh my God,
it's
so
been,
much.
We
did
miss you. Almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Did miss you. But also not shocked that you were gone.
I know.
You were 96.
You had to deal with Philip.
Yes.
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 Bit like a wet blanket, really, isn't he? But, you know, bit of a mummy's boy. But anyway, that's why it took so long for him to take the job.
Yes.
Didn't have that capacity I was telling you about. But now, you know, he's grown a bit now. I think he's good now.
Yeah.
He's built up those, you know, capacity muscles.
He's dead.
Which we all can do. You know, if you keep seeking and looking and learning, you'll get more, you know, more capacity. And then you have more opportunity.
Exactly.
Make sense?
Exactly, sir.
Perfect.
Yeah. Exactly. Hmm. So, right off the bat, The Crown did not get renewed for another season.
Hmm.
And also, Harry's podcast did not get renewed.
Mm. I knew.
And,
I think that was a little cash cow, that one.
Mm. Yeah.
Trying to make money. And I think it's coming from Megan, because she's used to that. She lives in Hollywood, you know.
True.
Megan under the bus.
Yes. She could have been a good princess, though. She could have changed the world and, you know, influenced a lot of young ladies out there. It's a wonderful job. It's an honor to do that job, you know.
It is.
And she had a wonderful wedding. It cost a fortune, but she had the wedding, got the jewels, and left. Couldn't handle the heat.
There was a lot. There was a lot of heat, though.
I know.
You know.
But, you know, she felt unloved.
Do you take any responsibility for that?
Well, it's not me. It's our institution is thousands of years old. You know, so it's
the flawed system.
I was born into it too. It's not just mine. It's been around for a long time.
Okay.
So it's an institution that's not going to go away too quickly, and. She was trying to be in alignment with that, but she obviously wasn't in alignment with that. So that's why she left and went back to what she knows and what she loves. It's Hollywood. Megan isn't blood.
Yes. So what you're saying is
Philip wasn't
they should marry their cousins.
No, that'd be incest.
Well,
but like off the record.
Off the record, there is a few things. Someone's done their research. Is that why you have the chef's hat on? You love to cook up a storm.
Yes, I'm a fudge maker.
Is that why you got a pink hat?
Yeah.
You got pink too, you get a wink as well. Remember what I said at the start?
When yeah.
you
wear
you. Pink, you get a
wink.
There we are. Remember that. Remember who made that up.
I will not
be
forget.
Viral within 1 week. When you wear pink, you get a wink. You watch the sales of pink about this week.
Barbie?
There'll be lots of winking out there.
In other news, the royal family finally took advantage of that free healthcare, and they got braces.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Do you
wow.
believe it?
Oh, my God. Brace yourself.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. They look ugly. Oh, is that AI?
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
It doesn't look like them. It looks like it's been touched up with.
They look so happy.
How can you say they're not related? They've got the same nose. Look, go back there. Nose. See?
Yeah. But that's a similar Caucasian.
No, sometimes, you know, you can get a kickback, you know, from his grand. Maybe Philip's, you know, family line or mine has got red somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like ginger spice.
Yeah.
Yes.
See what I did there? I tied that in with a little.
Yeah. Do you want to read that next one for us? That's what's been going on.
Drake's churro? What's that? Drake's churro? Oh.
Yeah.
Is he another hunk, is he?
He
some
is.
Some would say.
Let's have a look then.
His wee, it was leaked.
Oh, it looks a bit orange. Looks like Donald Trump. Oh, that's just the screensaver. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, are we pulling up the wee for the queen? Is that appropriate?
No, we're showing her Drake, not pulling up a wee for the queen.
I'm sure the queen has seen it.
Seen what, dear?
Drake's wee.
Look, I'm quite, you know, savvy on everything. I get informed. I have people. Yeah. He looks like he's troubled.
was seen.
I think he's got a shadow side.
Oh, a shadow side. We all have a shadow side.
I know. Which is, what's yours?
My right side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your shadow side?
My right side as well.
Oh, I was talking more, you know, not just the appearance.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I just copied Sarah's answer. We all have a shadow,
the dark side of us, you know, the naughty side.
Oh,
the,
yeah. Well, I'm a Scorpio.
The lazy side. Oh, you're... Oh,
yeah. God. And I'm a Gemini, so who God knows what I'm thinking. You've
got twins.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have twins.
Fingers crossed.
There's a prediction. She's going to have twins. Oh. She's going to have twins. She's going to have twins.
The queen knows.
Uh-oh. See, it's the art of manifestation, you see. When two or more things... Do you want
to... Two or more.
Should we think about she gets twins? Should we give her
Let's
twins?
Let's think that she gets twins.
Let's think about this. No. Each child is $1 million, so that's $2 million.
Oh, my God.
They say from the day they're born to the day you walk them down the aisle,
yeah,
it's about $1 million a tag.
Wow.
So two children, $2 million. Three children, four. You have to work very hard then, Mummy.
Yes.
This show better be up. episode 500.
Well, all right.
Maybe invite me back then. I'm still alive, remember?
Because you're an
alien. I'll be back on the 500th show.
Oh, please.
Yes.
There you are. You had it. If I'm still alive, well, maybe I've gone to another dimension, through another wormhole, just for the day.
You're really tripping us up with all this alien talk.
Well, you know, there is aliens. There's 2 billion galaxies out there, dear.
2 billion?
Yes.
Aliens have always been here. There's no first coming or first contact. It's already been here. What do you think the royal family is? They say we're reptilians, but, you know, there's Anunnakians, and there's the Greys, there's the Nephilim. It's all the...
Gosh, I would love to know the secrets that the royals know.
There's all the...
So many.
It's like Star Wars, you know. May the Force be with you. There's lots of different creatures out there.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Where do you keep your secrets hidden? Like... Well, are they folders? Most people don't
know that the world's been run by aliens. Well, we call them aliens, you know. Some people are legal aliens with green cards here.
Yes.
But, you know, alien means from somewhere else, so we're not alone.
Hmm.
Do you really think out of all the 2 billion galaxies, we're the only one here?
I presumed so.
Like the Federation and Star Trek, you know. There's lots of living creatures living for the Federation, like the United Nations of Planets, something like that. That's what's going on.
Okay, we are going to rapid fire these last few. Okay, next one. Do you think that this lady looks like Megan Fox?
No.
Okay, heard it here first.
No.
Did you hear the news that Lewis Hamilton has left Mercedes and he has joined Ferrari? You guys have lost a knight.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
Did you guys know he was knighted?
Yes, you know, Charles did it. He does a rather lovely job. Yes, it's rather good. I wouldn't hold the sword exactly like that, but anyway, he's doing a good job. He looks really eager.
As you know, Snoopy is back. Oh, he is everywhere.
He's never stopped snooping.
I can't believe Snoopy's still back 100 years later.
Did he ever go away?
Exactly.
It's like that bad smell we were talking about before.
That's true.
Just doesn't go away.
And then because we thought you might have died via shark here.
Shark news.
There's been some shark news, and it's hot. Here we go.
The mysterious pregnancy of a stingray in western North Carolina. The stingray there, Charlotte, is pregnant by one of two ways, either a spontaneous pregnancy with cell division that she produced herself, no male involved, or one of the two bamboo sharks in the tank, Moe and Curly, Larry and Moe.
Larry and Moe.
They got busy with Charlotte. And we won't know until she gives birth and they'll do a DNA test. That could happen tomorrow, by the way. That's her due date. But there's an expert named Katie Lyons at the Georgia Aquarium who did her dissertation on stingrays, who's throwing some cold seawater on the idea that the sharks may have gotten Charlotte pregnant. She says that anatomically, it would not be possible because they're different sizes and shapes.
So what's her theory then if she says it's...
So she thinks that it's a spontaneous pregnancy, which, by the way, she did her dissertation on stingrays. She's never heard of this happening with this type of stingray before. So either way, we're in rare territory.
Wow.
Spontaneous pregnancy.
Maybe like the virgin birth. Maybe she's...
Like Mary.
Maybe it's an extraterrestrial supreme being.
Oh my God.
This was just in case of emergency, in case I needed to know who was who.
This is an emergency. So this Princess Anne, she has kids, but no one's...
Yeah, there's no kids in the chart.
There's no kids in the chart.
That's right.
So that's what we based everything off of.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, you know, they can't fit in all of them.
Yeah. You're kind of reminding me of, like...
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes. Yes. I wasn't going to go there.
Oh, he's not your type, dear. That was on his way, dear. I need another soother.
That really brought me back.
I don't normally go out of character.
Well, no.
Because I'm with you guys, you know. No one has to know.
Yeah.
Only your viewers.
We break down your walls.
I think we're going to get a phone call soon.
Yeah. Who's that? My butler. Tea's ready.
It is your butler. And we will be leaving this part of the regular episode to do the bonus, which you can find on patreon.com/awsfpod. We will be there with the queen. And guess what we will be doing?
What?
We will be doing a segment called Who Slayed Royally? And we will be reviewing royal outfits, and you will be choosing who you think wore better.
What better thing to do on a 100th show?
Exactly.
100! I'm feeling quite... I almost made 100 myself, but anyway, good for you.
So close.
So close, but yes. Good. Congratulations again. It's been lovely being here. Pity there's no tea. Normally I have tea.
I know.
We'll go and have some later.
Yes, later. Anyway. Later.
We'll see you later, shall we?
Goodbye!
Bye-bye!
Cheerio! Oh, look at that. Bonus music.
Ooh.
You've done some homework, like I did on you.